This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says political unity and national commitment necessary for development and prosperity. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Duba says constitution amendment must to make proportional system effective. And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine counter-offensive actions have begun. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has claimed that after the government made a push on behalf of the country and the people, corrupt people are at the wit's end. Inaugurating the main administrative building of the Panchakana rural municipality of Nuakot yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said only the corrupt people were protesting the government move, looking at the government's positive drive. On the occasion, the Prime Minister stressed the need of political unity and national commitment for the prosperity and development in the country. Prime Minister Dahal added that the government would stand firm against corruption and continue its operation. Talking about his India visit, Prime Minister Dahal said during his latest visit to India, important and impactful agreement has been signed for the independence, development and prosperity. Yesterday itself, the Prime Minister inaugurated the Laguri Panjang Underground Extensive Drinking Water Project in Panchakanya Rural Municipality in Nuakot. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday visited Pashupatinath Temple and offered worship in the holy shrine. At Pashupatinath Temple, the Prime Minister offered holy water brought from a Mahakaleshwar Temple of India's Ujjain. Minister for Culture Sudhan Kirati and Member Secretary of Pashupati Area Development Trust Dr. Milan Kumar Thapa welcomed the Prime Minister at Pashupatinath Temple. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat, Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South, Industry Minister Ramesh Rizal and Energy Minister Shakti Bahadur Basnet, who accompanied the Prime Minister during his recent India visit, also offered worship at Pashupatinath Temple yesterday. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has made commitment to provide special support from the side of the government to promote music, saying that he did significant jobs for the promotion of music sector during his first premiership. The Prime Minister assured to address the demands raised by Japu Mahaguti. The Prime Minister said this while inaugurating the Nepal Orchestra 1143 organized by Japu Mahaguti and Kathmandu Metropolitan City on the occasion of the World Music Day yesterday. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Duba has said it is necessary to amend constitution in order to make the proportional election system effective. The Nepali Congress President recommended direct election in the House of Representatives, but the proportional representation system for electing the National Assembly members. Inaugurating the district convention of the Nepali Congress, Bhaktapur yesterday, Nepali Congress President Deoba reiterated that constitution amendment is possible if all the parties agree on the point. Commenting on government performance, Congress President Deoba said, as the Nepali Congress is in alliance, it is necessary to deal with all sides. Also speaking on the occasion, Congress leader Dr. Shekhar Koirala criticized the move to grant amnesty to Resham Chowdhury against the court orders from the District Court, High Court and the Supreme Court. CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has said the government must work on behalf of people and the prosperity in the country. Addressing a program in Kathmandu yesterday, CPN UML Chairman Oli criticized the recent India visit of Prime Minister, saying the visit could not realize any special agreement on behalf of the country. On the occasion, Chairman Oli urged the civil servants to deliver services to the people with smiles. Meanwhile, CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli suggested women employees to move ahead for capacity building along with the struggle for attaining rights. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has urged the mobile traders to help government to implement Mobile Device Management System MDMS. Addressing the second General Assembly of the Mobile Entrepreneurs in Lalitpur yesterday, Minister Sharma said the government would help the traders who help in implementing the system curbing tax evasion. Minister Sharma added that rather than importing new mobile, the entrepreneur should open a mobile set, refurnishing the factory. 29 complaints have been filed against proposed Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki. The Parliamentary Hearing Special Committee had given Friday's deadline for the registration of the complaints against proposed Chief Justice Karki. Spokesperson of the Parliamentary Secretariat Ikram Giri said 5 complaints were sent via emails while the rest were registered by people in presence. Parliament Secretariat said the complaints would be opened by the committee today. An international seminar on collaboration for technology in peacekeeping operations is going to be organized in Nepal by the Office of Information and Communication Technology under the United Nations Secretariat. The Nepal Army Directorate of Military Public Relations and Information has shared that the 7th edition of the seminar will be held in Kathmandu from the 13th to 16th of June. The program is to be held to exchange experience among the member countries about the technology challenges and best practices being used in peacekeeping operations as per the rapid development of IT and the changing security situation. The event is being held under the leadership of the Ministry of Defense and coordination of the Nepal Army. According to the Nepal Army Directorate, 230 people, including representatives of 51 member states of the United Nations and experts in various subjects, will participate in the mega event. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky appears to have confirmed that his country's long-awaited counteroffensive against Russia has started. Counteroffensive and defensive actions are taking place, he said, but he added that he would not talk in detail about which stage or state the counteroffensive was in. The comments come after an escalation of fighting in the south and east of Ukraine and speculation about progress of the widely anticipated push. Ukrainian troops are reported to have advanced in the east near Bakhmut and in the south near Zaporizhia and have carried out long-range strikes on Russian targets. Russian President Vladimir Putin said in a video interview published Friday that Ukrainian forces had certainly begun their offensive, but that attempted advances had failed with heavy casualties. 4 children who survived weeks alone in Colombia's Amazon jungle have been reunited with their relatives and have begun playing again, officials say. According to BBC, the siblings aged 13, 9, 5 and 1 are recuperating in the hospital in Bogota, the capital. The 4 children were found after more than a month of searching by the military and local people. They went missing after the plane they were in crashed on 1st May. Their mother and 2 pilots were killed in the crash. Rescuers tracked them down after spotting signs in the jungle, including footprints and fruit that had been bitten into. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi province along with the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 33.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says political unity and national commitment necessary for development and prosperity. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deobal says constitution amendment must to make proportional system effective, and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine counteroffensive actions have begun. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. For more news and online programs, stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.